KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 12 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In an update to our report yesterday, firefighters from Erling were called a little after 6 a.m. Thursday to the 500 block of Main Street in Erling for a reported structure fire. Authorities say as the first engine arrived on the scene, they declared a working fire. And at that time, Westphalia Fire was paged out to provide mutual aid. Firefighters from Erling began an offensive attack on the fire located on the first floor of the residence. Fire department fire crews from Panama and Defiance were also called to assist with manpower and to haul water to the scene. Officials say the fire entered the walls of the residence and worked its way up to the second floor, attic, and finally through the roof. At that point, firefighters' means of attacking the flames was moved to a defensive position outside. With the help of Harlan Fire and their ladder truck, the fire was contained to the residence only. All the occupants made it out of the house safely prior to firefighters' arrival, and there were no injuries reported. The house is believed to be a total loss. Well, no injuries were reported following a house fire in Grant Tuesday night. Firefighters from Grant responded to the scene at 201 Maple Avenue at around 8:46 p.m. The home's owner came to the home to the smoke and flames and called 911. According to reports, when firefighters arrived, they saw smoke coming from the eaves, but there were no visible flames. Once inside the single-family dwelling, though, they located a small fire on the kitchen ceiling with tiles beginning to crumble and fall to the floor. Two pets were rescued from inside the home, which sustained smoke damage. Faulty electrical wiring in the attic was said to have caused the blaze. The Grant Fire Department was assisted by firefighters from Griswold and Elliott, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Alliant Energy, American Red Cross, and the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. Police in Creston arrested a woman on an OWI charge earlier this morning. Authorities say 33-year-old Samantha Diane Meeks of Mount Air was arrested around 12:30 a.m. at 302 North Pine. She was charged with OWI first offense and transported to the Union County Jail before being transferred to the Adams County Jail for holding. A 38-year-old Sioux City man who was impaired and texting on his cell phone before he hit a bicyclist who later died has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. Eddie Guevara was sentenced after pleading guilty on Tuesday to vehicular homicide and operating while intoxicated. Prosecutor said Guevara hit 64-year-old Charles Flaherty on his bicycle in June of 2019. Flaherty, who was dragged about 66 feet, died a week later. Guevara must pay $150,000 in restitution to Flaherty's estate. Court documents say Guevara told investigators he was texting on his phone when he hit Flaherty. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 690 additional confirmed cases of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Thursday, for a total of the pandemic at 317,124. Yesterday, they said there were 32 deaths reported for a pandemic total of 4,532. Two additional deaths have been reported also in Adair County, one each in Harrison, Montgomery, and Union counties. The IDPH today says there are once again two less COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities in the state, for a total of 58. LTCs account for 1,809 of Iowa's current positive cases, and 1,007 long-term care center patients have recovered. 383 persons were in the hospital as of this morning with COVID symptoms or a condition, and that's eight less than yesterday. Officials say 82 patients are in intensive care units. 60 COVID patients were admitted to hospitals over the past 24 hours, and there are 29 people currently on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 29 people are hospitalized with COVID, 7 are in an ICU, 7 were admitted since Thursday, and 2 people are on a ventilator. Iowa's average reported 14-day positivity rate is down from 10.2% on, or rather 10.1% today, and in the past 7 days, 7.8% of the state's confirmed cases, 679,684 Iowans have recovered from the virus. The Iowa Senate has approved Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' plan to give the parents of a few hundred K-12 students state scholarships to attend a private school. Republican Senator Amy Sinclair of Allerton said the eligible students are attending 34 public school buildings flagged for failing federal standards.
34 schools that have gotten so bad that they need federal assistance to try and improve. We don't have time to study it. These children are not being educated.
All the Democrats in the Senate opposed the bill. Senator Clara Selsey, a Democrat from Des Moines.
Republicans are prioritizing the expansion and fiscal health of private schools, some of them being religious schools, over the fiscal and educational well-being of Iowa's public schools.
Senator Jeff Edler, a Republican from State Center, said the bill will help parents exit failing public schools.
I've heard people say this is the camel getting the nose under the tent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we're doing our job, we will tip that tent upside down to find better outcomes for Iowans. Is it so radical to ask for success?
Senator Sarah Trone Garrett, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says private schools that accept these students' transfers aren't being required to accept all students, which is a requirement for public schools.
I see it as money laundering to sidestep civil rights protections. And that is incredibly troubling for me.
While Republicans have a 32-vote majority, the bill cleared the Iowa Senate Thursday with just 26 Republican votes, the bare minimum required. Similar legislation is eligible for consideration in the Iowa House. Also in the news this morning, the Iowa's 15 community colleges continue to see a drop-off in enrollment from its peak. Allison Jepson of the Iowa Department of Education's Division of Community Colleges said there were some 127,000 people enrolled in schools in the last academic year.
This is a decline of 1.3% from the previous year, and this follows a national trend as enrollment most recently peaked during the onset of the Great Recession and has decreased an average of 2.2% since 2012.
She says high school kids who are taking community college classes are now a big part of the enrollment.
Joint enrollment of high school students increased 2.4% in academic year 1920 to a record high of 51,800 students. This demographic accounted for 40.8% of total enrollment and 25.6% of total credits.
The community colleges offer certificates and two-year degrees in a variety of fields.
The majority were in agriculture, automotive technology and repair, business, health sciences, information technology, engineering technology, and manufacturing.
Jepson says a record 69,614 students were enrolled in online credit courses. That's an 11% increase from the previous year. Online non-credit enrollment increased 15.5% to 14,123 students. And finally in the news, the proposed gun rights amendment will be up for a statewide vote in 2022. Representative Stephen Holt, a Republican from Denison, said the amendment is designed to preserve the right to keep and bear arms.
It is the Second Amendment in modern-day language born from the wisdom of experience. For decades, progressives and those folks who place the blame on an inanimate object instead of the person pulling the trigger have assaulted this fundamental right.
Democrats in the House and Senate oppose the language in the proposed amendment. They say it goes beyond the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment and will lead to repeal of gun-related laws. Senator Kevin Kenney, a Democrat from Oxford, is a retired deputy sheriff.
To me, this is going to make law enforcement more dangerous. It's going to allow background checks not to be done. People freely carrying weapons.
Every Republican president in the Iowa House and Senate on Thursday voted to place the amendment on the 2022 ballot. It's the culmination of a progress that started in 2018, was delayed at one point by a filing error in the Secretary of State's office. To clarify now, the legislation that passed was a resolution and not a bill. That means it does not go to the governor for her approval or veto. Also, members of the House and Senate were technically voting for the language proposed and not the amendment itself. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.